music. So if we could, how about a little something for prayer? Because it's 8 o'clock and we usually pray here. And sure. Ray, you're in, so you're all worshipped up with your prophetic dream, and and we would love for you to pray this morning.
Certainly. Well, let's just press into God. Father, we draw near because you have drawn near to us. You've invited us in. In Hosea, you said, Israel, return to the Lord your God, for you've stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously, for we'll offer the sacrifice of our lips. And you respond, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. I'll be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily and lengthen his roots like Lebanon. Mm. God, you have so drawn us in with cords of loving kindness. Your mercy in this month of Elul is that we would draw near to you. That we who cannot approach a king are now approached by the king. God, you're giving signs in the heavens and signs on the earth, seasons and times as they collide here, all enable us to draw near to you who were so longing to draw near to us. So first and foremost, God, we just pray for those right now who are searching, who just stumbled on the radio station or have just been listening for a short time. And the one thing that they hear over and over and over is that you are pursuing them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That you want to revive them.
Yes.
And Lord, I ask that you just give that insight that for each of us that we could, when we're able to see that we are dead, that we need to be revived. We don't just need a little healing. We don't need a little self-help or a little improvement, but we are dead and need life that only you can give us. Now, there's only a future in you. All the things that we've been getting away with eventually end, and we stand before you. God, we ask for hearts right now just to be drawn near to you. God, we ask for salvation to be awakened in hearts, whether you they're connect to somebody or call on the phone. Today is a day of salvation. It is a day that God is calling out to you to come home. Some have been running and some have been getting away with so much, but in, deep inside your heart, you can already see it crashing. Mm. So we call you as those who are representing God to you. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Call upon him while he is near. And he is near right now. And God, we call upon you to save these lives.
Yes.
To stir hearts, to allow you to come in, to just break open, to destroy all that was past and give a new beginning, a brand new beginning. We ask for miracles, for healing, for signs, for wonders, for every imaginable thing, even for those who physically need something to be transformed, to who need a limb to grow out, who need something restored. Father, whatever is lacking, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you would meet them right where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
That there would be full deliverance, full revival. Just awaken them right now, God. Save them to the uttermost in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Wow. One of the things I just thought of was how cool it was to say, if I could have the worship team come up and play. I've always wanted to say that. And it happened. Ray has been teaching over the past year and a half as the Jewish feasts come about throughout the year, and we have recorded all of those teachings, and they're available in one simple file, and it's posted at the Victory Facebook page this morning right there at the top, and his teachings on the Hebrew month Elul are also there. After each one of the teachings this morning, we post up the new one. When we last left off, you had just completed this prophetic dream.
Yeah.
That you had this morning as the alarm went off.
Ba-bam. So Elul is one of the neatest of months. We did not get to talk about Elul last year. We started with Rosh Hashanah. But you really should be prepared. And this year, if God has awakened this one, then I can't tell you more than anything, what an awesome time to just pay attention to the voice of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He is drawing near. Leanna was sharing too, you know, we've had a lot of signs in the heavens lately. And we've had them here for a little, too.
Mm-hmm. The meteor shower this week.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The meteor shower, the eclipses.
Yes.
The, we had the Star of David, you know, on July 4th.
Jupiter and Venus. Moons,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, and it's... you're going to see these kind of things happening all the time. They just roll through. And as we get to Rosh Hashanah, there's another blood moon. Mm. And this one, actually, I think will be seen in Israel, too. So, but those are neither here nor there. It's just a fact of God going, pay attention. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
World is not ending. This is not the end. of all the things that you don't want to get as you get to this, you know, from a theology point of view, there's still much to happen yet.
So I should cut the grass before we go to Israel?
Afraid so.
Okay. Sorry.
It's going to be, all right. Going to be that moment.
Okay, got it.
Elul is a time of paradox. It's really cool. The Jewish calendar separates two things, the mundane and the holy. And we tend to do that, too, I think, in a Christian's life. We have, I'm going to church. I'm going to be holy. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to dress up. Mm-hmm. And then we have the mundane.
Right.
Okay, so for a Jew, it would be the Sabbath. The festivals would be the holy times. And when you're working, would be the mundane times. So Elul is the only time where that just flips it all up. It messes everything up because the king is in the field. So instead of you going to see the king comes to see you while you're working. And so it's teaching you to put him in your daily life. It's not okay just to go about your daily life, go to work, and not share Christ, not to be Jesus with hands and feet. It's not okay. Elul is a God shaking you going, stop it. You're going about your world, and you're messing up.
Ray brought this into modern times, the king is in the room. And when you gave that piece from Misty Edwards' song, that she doesn't want to worship as if
he's not in the room.
As if he's not in the room. That hit me afresh in a way that was just one of those moments where God was unveiling a little bit more, just a little bit more.
Well, you know, the great thing about God is he's here to help you with temptation, right? Mm-hmm. How is he? Well, because he's right here. He's not far away. He's not here to get a 2x4 and smack you when you fall into sin. But he's here right now to say, okay, you don't have to submit. You don't have to fall. What you're doing is you're ignoring my presence. Mm. I am right here.
Wow.
Mm. So, you know, Elul, this is bringing holiness into your life. It's allowing Christ to come in. And it's how you prepare for the days of awe. You have Rosh Hashanah, which is the new year, which is exactly a month away. Yom Kippur, 10 days later. And all of that is you're repenting and you're learning to rest. You're learning to resolve for the future. The days of Elul are work days, activities, or finding God in the midst of your work. So all of this is just about searching there, encountering the king, being thankful first and foremost that the king literally came into a womb of Mary so that he could be in the field, so that he'd be born in the field, so he could grow up in the field and grow up as a carpenter to become the king of your life. He's gone a long way for this, and all of this was happening in Elul because the birth of Christ wasn't in December. It would have been here in the fall feast next month. So all of this is that preparation. It's just, so this is that time in the season when you're the innkeeper. All right? Are you preparing? Are you looking? Are you, right now, are people going about life and you're not making room for them? Are you making room for your family? Are you making room to share Christ? Mm-hmm. This is that season. He's literally in the field. He's drawing near. It's one of those verses that say, sometimes you entertain angels unaware.
Right.
This is that. Elul is that. It's like God going, I'm getting ready to do something really special. Mm-hmm. Don't miss it.
What was hitting you?
Well, it's just not a coincidence because that's how incredible God works and speaks through his people. But it's amazing that through the passing of my dad last month, just all of the defining ways that we live. Am I living a life defined by my relationship first and foremost with Jesus, or just things of this world? Not bad things, but just good things that we can replace God with. So it is freshly affecting me because all of the scripture, all of the verses that Ray is mentioning are those verses that God has been bringing up in my heart over the past 6 weeks.
Yes, they have.
So that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And it's seeing God in the details and remembering that he is not just some distant being, mm-hmm. but that he is here in our midst. Mm.
Excellent.
And to turn our attention and our hearts and focus on him.
Excellent. More on the teaching of the Hebrew month Elul and what is coming with Ray Haynes.